design, really. Well, art and design is where I studied in London. So I did grow up around here, and I left to go to art college, and that was great. And after that, I worked as an art director in a couple of advertising agencies in London for about 10 years. And then I went to college, and then I came to my current job, which is an assistant minister at St. John's Church in North Cambridge.
In North Cambridge. So the brand Rock Baptist Church. I'm sure you have lots of advice about it, but we'll save that for later.
I like the rock band, by the way.
I like the rock band. What would you love about your job? I didn't tell you I was going to ask that question. We won't do the negatives. What do you love about your job at the moment?
There are lots of things I love about my job. Getting to spend so much time in God's Word, with the view to getting God's Word into other people. And I think that's so exciting because when we come under God's Word, the whole universe is just reorganized the right way up in our lives. And that's just an exciting thing to be able to offer to people. Yeah. It's not me that has all the answers, but you know, I know a man who does, and that's really exciting to be able to do that. The other thing I love as well is having sort of switched careers, if you like, halfway through, is I love the fact that I just want to kind of plough on now. I don't really see another change or an end to it. It's just a wonderful thing to put this new sort of service and effort into serving the Lord in this particular way. So I'm really excited about that.
Good. Well, look, we're excited to have you. You take a seat. This is exciting. Feels like we're... No, I was going to say, it feels like we're interviewing you. We're not, of course.
Okay.
But we're really glad you're here. Well, tell us a little bit about you. What's your background?
I grew up in the Midlands, in Sutton Coldfield.
Where did you?
Yeah. And my family's still in that area.
Me too.
Yeah.
You don't sound like a Brummie.
No, I had this thing where I, well, when I was growing up, kind of wanted to imitate those people around me, and so I went to quite a posh church in London, and they all spoke very well. So I think I just got rid of a bit more of the Brummie accent, but it comes out, you know, when I'm a bit passionate. So
very good.
You know, you might hear it.
Now you met Matt in London.
Yeah, at that posh church. we were both at art college. I was at a different college doing fine art, and we were both at this church called St. Helens. And there weren't that many other art students there, so we kind of knew of each other for quite a long time before we got together.
But it took him a while to break you down, did it?
Yeah.
Now, Matt, we've heard, compromised all artistic integrity by going into advertising. You've worked as an artist.
Yeah, I would never take a brief. I always wanted to do what I wanted to do, so I was a fine artist.
A fine artist?
Yeah. So I started off doing painting and then got a bit fed up with something just being on a wall, you know, does it go with my sofa? I didn't want anyone to ask that question of my art. I wanted it to change the world. And so I did things that were installations. So a sculpture or a piece of music made by a drawing or...
A piece of music made by drawing.
Yeah.
We're going to have such fun conversations. We will tease you, though.
Because, yeah.
That's amazing. That's really fantastic.
Thanks.
You still work as an artist now?
No. Because we have three children, my days are taken up with looking after them. So I don't really try and do any art now because it sort of takes up too much headspace.
Yeah.
To do it. I do kind of creative things like a bit of crochet and making the odd World Book Day costume. But, yeah.
That's brilliant. Good. We'd love to pray for you guys as a family, off the top of your head. Are there things that we could pray for you guys?
Well, obviously, the kind of uncertainty of the next steps is big for us, so you might already be praying for that anyway. But I think you could pray for us as parents of those three little ones, that we are prayerful, that the Lord works in their lives. It feels like a big responsibility bringing them up. And we want to do it as best we can under the Lord. But I guess, yeah, praying for them and being wise about the decisions we make with them. I think especially for Jackson, he's in year one now, and you know, there's a lot of kind of cultural pressure around him, and so that feels like that's the new thing for us as parents, to be working out how do we help him to stand for Christ, to love God's ways in a secular environment.
Yeah. Good. Well, that's a prayer we can pray for lots of parents. That's wonderful. Have a seat.
Thank you
very much for letting us get you up here. Let's pray for Matt and Lauren and their family. Let's pray for us as a church. These are important times for us all. Let's pray. Our Father God, we find ourselves able to face change not with fear and anxiety, but with confidence, because we believe that you are not just a good God, but a sovereign God, a God who holds not just this world, but our church, our lives, and the lives of our family in his hands. Nothing is beyond your control, and you can do all things. We trust, therefore, that you will guide all of us and make plain what it is that lies in the future for us all. We want to pray for Matt and for Lauren, ask in accordance with their wishes that you would bless them with great wisdom as they bring up Jackson and Reuben and Miriam. Help them to be good, patient, kind, loving parents, we pray. And particularly little Jackson, as he engages with folks from very different backgrounds, with perhaps very different values, in his own way, help him to work out what it means to stand for the Lord Jesus Christ. Our Father, we trust too that you will guide us as a church, and we ask that you would go on giving us that confidence that you will direct our steps. Give us wisdom as we make decisions. And would you please, in the weeks and months ahead, bless the church as we seek to make disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ. While we're here, we want to pray too for those events coming up. We thank you for those who came to the evening for healthcare workers. We want to pray too for our coming guest events. As we seek to reach out to folks who have been turned away from church for various reasons, and as we seek to communicate the gospel to children in a winsome way, would you be pleased to bless our ministries? Help us faithfully explain the gospel as clearly, as boldly as we can. And be pleased to work, opening blind eyes to see, softening hard hearts to accept the Lord Jesus Christ in repentance and faith. For we pray all of these things in Jesus' name. Amen.